Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Healing and Messages from Beyond. I am Sue Fields Delamonte, and I am joined by the awesomely talented DC Love. How are you on this beautiful full moon night, DC?
I am doing great. I feel the energy, Sue. I'm excited to be here. We do have another co-host, so we have Lynn Bleasdale, and I believe she may be having a little bit of difficulty getting into the studio, correct?
I believe so. She's tried Skype, and she's going to try Google Hangouts, and if she can't connect with us by the phone, then she'll be texting her readings in, and we can read them to the callers.
Okay, that sounds like a plan. Sounds like a plan. Well, she's not exactly connected as of yet, and we do have like a long list of callers. So do you think we should open up the phone line, Sue?
Absolutely. Let's get with it.
Okay.
All right. If I can get my computer going here. And it just froze up on me.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Would you like me to go into the...
There it goes. Area code 212, okay. You're live on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Sure. Hi. Good evening. My name is Bryn, and I'm in New York City. And,
well, hi, Bryn. How can we help you tonight?
Hi. I was wondering if it's okay, just ask for any messages that I need to hear right now.
Okay,
Bryn, this is DC. Thank you for joining us tonight. The first thing that I want to ask you, are you waiting to hear from someone in regard to something? Because I'm getting it may take a little while. Sir.
I'm not sure. Not really. I mean, I went to a job interview today, and they did tell me when... Yeah, and they did tell me when, you know, they can hire me. And so I know I'm not waiting because they told me the information about when they'll be able to get me started. So I'm not waiting per se because I kind of know. Other than that, I can't think
of
anything
may be
else.
Like a little bit of a delay with that because I'm getting there possibly maybe a little bit of delay.
Okay.
But I do see like a pen and writing, so there is that a position that you have to sign something?
I don't know, you know, it might be some application or something, I'm not sure.
Okay, yeah. An application or probably even like a contract of sorts?
Yeah, not so much a contract, I think.
Okay. I'm getting some kind of like an agreement or something like of the legal nature possibly.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Okay. Well, that's just hold on to it. Okay. But this is a time where you should really have confidence in you and what you're doing. Really, you know, feeling, you know, really confident about achieving what it is that you want to do, you know, connecting with those dreams, going forward, you're on the right path is what I'm getting. Okay?
Right.
Okay. And I'm also getting, you know, you are prepared. So if you were to, you know, think, oh, I have to do this, I have to do that, then there would be a delay again. Okay? So whatever it is you're ready, there's a door open for you. Please, when you see the open door, walk through it.
Right.
And do not procrastinate, okay?
Okay.
And yeah. Angels are here. They're coming in, and they're saying, Bryn, you are qualified. It is your time. This resonates with your soul longing, okay?
Right.
And you're here to really assist others. You are here to possibly help animals, maybe animals, the environment.
Right.
And I'm getting, you know, it's very important that you listen to your intuition, which is your guidance, okay? Just stay on course and don't let others, you know, or their opinions just, you know, knock you off of your course. Trust what you get within, okay?
Okay.
And the angels are saying, you know, make those changes. I'm also getting, this is a time to really clear, like, any kind of clutter within your space, because
right.
it does affect your energy, okay?
Sure.
And
yes.
What kind of creative skills do you have? Because the angels are saying he's really creative. Don't be afraid to share what you world.
I do some artwork, but what I'm trying to develop in the artwork is kind of channeled pieces of art for people. Say if I look at a photo of them, and I'll pick up like what is around them, like the aura color or animal
Beautiful.
Spirit or that kind. So I'm trying to get
Beautiful.
Myself to the state where I can have spirit kind of work through me. So to get out of my own way, that it's been a kind of long journey, and I'm just trying to get my confidence on that, because sometimes it kind of pushes buttons in me of like my abilities, like do I have the abilities kind of thing.
Okay. Okay. Do you? I feel a man coming in. I feel the presence of a man around you. Is your dad in spirit?
Yes.
Okay, he's here. Do you notice any kind of electrical things going on, maybe with your lights or anything that like has like an on-off switch? Because I'm getting he plays with things. He's trying to get your attention.
I haven't noticed any like lights flickering, you know, that kind of flickering phenomenon.
Okay.
Necessarily.
There's any doors that possibly could be locked that you're thinking I didn't lock this and it's locked?
That's possible. I can't recall consciously at the moment. I don't know.
Okay. Well, he's with you, and I'm getting he wants you to laugh. He's feeling that you really haven't had a good laugh in a long time. Okay?
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what he's showing me. So I think that's what he's doing, to get your attention and really to help you to laugh. That's what I have for you. I'm going to turn you over to Sue.
Great.
And
thank
we have Lynn that will be typing in, and we'll be reading it to you. Thank you for calling in, hon. Sue?
Thank you.
Hi, Bryn. This is Sue.
Hi, Sue.
It's funny that DC picked up a pen and paper, because I was picking up that, like a teaching or learning experience for you.
Okay.
Is this field that the new job, is this a completely different field, or is it the same field you normally
work?
Well,
you know, it's not my kind of sort of soul work. It's more of a job just to keep some money flowing. It's like a little Japanese place, a food place that has a buffet, and that, you know, we make kind of healthy Japanese bowls for people on a kind of buffet line, and a kind of sort of setting of a restaurant. So it's not necessarily who I am, you know, per se. So that's kind of the thing, the job that's sort of I'm waiting on. Usually I do foot reflexology. I've been thinking of though, like teaching. I'm not quite sure what to teach, but I always feel like I'm supposed to get in front of people and talk, you know, and teach.
Okay, because that's what I was picking up, teaching, excuse me, and learning. So you teaching something, but also learning something new at the same time.
Okay.
And I am seeing prosperity coming your way. So what you choose to do is going to be very beneficial. Are you in a relationship right now or looking for a relationship?
No, it's been a while since I've been in any relationship. I mean, I always kind of dream about it now and again, and then it kind of fades out and fades in, you know. But
okay, because I'm also picking up a relationship, like a torch, a new flame in your life.
Okay, that's coming, you say, or it's around?
Are you still holding on to conflicts or hurt feelings from your previous relationship?
It could be some layers of that, you know, possibly.
Try to work
sure.
on letting that go, because
okay.
I think as soon as you're able to let that go and open up more is when this new relationship is going to move in for you.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm not too sure how to work on it, like what what to do about it, like
methodology,
so to speak.
You know, there's several different ways that you could do it, Bryn.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things to do that has really helped me in the past is write it all down.
Okay, yes.
And
yes.
then
okay.
take it out, like right now with the full moon is a perfect time to do it. Take it outside and burn it under the moonlight and let it go.
Okay.
But just, I mean, truly pour your heart out as you're writing it. Every single thing that has affected you that you want to release from that relationship.
Okay.
Write it down.
Okay,
and then,
get out on paper, yeah.
Yep.
And then burn it.
And burn it.
Right.
And
right.
other ways, just acknowledge.
Yeah.
And don't make yourself feel guilty. You're entitled to feel however you feel.
Right,
That's
right.
That's feeling. And a lot of times if we just acknowledge the feelings and then ask God, Spirit, Universe, whatever it is that you believe in, to take it off our hands, that can work also.
Okay. That sounds helpful, very helpful from you.
Yeah, and just remind yourself every day what an awesome person you are. And that's going to open you up for the new relationship coming in.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks
and
so
that's
much.
What I have for you. Lynn
and
did type.
And Lynn has. Yeah, she did type. Do you want to read it? So go ahead.
No, go right ahead, DC. Go ahead, hon.
Okay. Lynn just typed the artwork that you are doing, it needs more online presence.
Right.
Lynn, you're not reaching a wide enough audience. You've got to keep following the signs and the networking. So you
okay.
really have to get your beautiful work out there, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
And in regard to relationships, you really have to be happy with yourself first. And then when you have that happiness within, it's going to reflect outward. You're going to send out a beautiful vibration, and you're going to, you know, attract that special someone, okay?
Okay.
So love
right.
yourself first and connect with your joy, and soon enough you will connect with that special someone. Thank you for calling us this evening,
Thank
Bryn.
You so much.
DC,
Thank you for
DC,
your valuable
DC.
Time.
Is
yes.
that Lynn?
It is me. I'm trying to get the
Lynn.
First part of the message over to Bryn here.
yeah,
finally,
oh,
I got
we're
through.
We're glad you're here, Lynn. Thank you.
Yeah. I've been fighting the tech wars, and I'm back. But I wanted to just tell Bryn that the name Kathleen came through.
Oh, yeah.
And to tell, yes? Okay. Here's the message from Kathleen, that the delays you're having are necessary, because if you land too early, you're not going to be where you're supposed to be. So the delays are important, and you can't see ahead on the path, but you are leading. It is leading you to the right place. So patience and faith. Okay, I just wanted
great.
To add that came in for you, okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you.
No problem. Happy to do it.
Okay, have a great new year for all of you. And
thank you. You too.
Thank you. Take care.
Take
have
you.
A good evening.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so awesome to have you with us, Lynn. Yay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you got to keep fighting that computer, right? Hey, let me in.
Yeah, the little tech boogies.
They really are.
Yeah.
It's all right. We're in now. But what is it Dorothy says in The Wizard of Oz? Well, we all know each other now, don't we? So we're all here.
Oh. You ready
Alrighty.
For our next caller?
Yes.
Yes.
Fantastic. Area code 914, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, it's Kat. Hi, lovely ladies. Happy New Year.
Hi, Kat.
Hi. Hi. Blessings, all of you. Much love, and yes, happy, blessed New Year.
Wow, you sound
oh,
great,
thanks.
Kat.
Aw, thank you.
How
yes,
can we
I
help,
Einhan? I have a question regarding a project that I finished. I thought it was okay, and I finished it. Then I met somebody who said, you know, we could make it better if we split it into two projects. So I was wondering if you could please give me some insight
on that, if I should keep it the way it is, and maybe like get somebody to do some touch-ups, or if I should go ahead and make it the two projects, split them up.
Okay, Kat, this is DC. When you say projects, I got like a maybe. Okay.
Okay.
I'm getting. Can you hear me, Kat?
Yes, yes. Just when you said.
Okay, I got like maybe. When you said like, you know, breaking it into two projects, I got maybe. I'm
okay.
Getting, you've got to discuss more like the possible solutions. And I'm getting
okay.
You're a little bit in fear. And, you know, there's a little bit of limited thinking. So you've got to really, you know, let go of the fear. The angels are saying, Kat, you're being guided to move in a new direction. You know, give them, you know, your fear. Give them your worry. Okay, there's going to be a lot of changes coming in that are presenting themselves in your life. And the angels
okay.
are telling you there's nothing to worry about. This new direction is going to be so inspiring. And it's going to be very, very positive.
Oh,
okay?
God.
And I'm getting
okay.
follow your heart. When you're thinking about a decision, follow your heart.
Okay.
Okay? Because it's a beautiful, sacred space. And, you know, you can ask yourself about each of the choices. And you're going to have an amazingly emotional response to each of them. Okay?
Okay.
But you do have a lot of divine beings that are with you because they do feel that these are very important choices, and they're going to help you. And they're also making sure that, you know, that you're really keeping up with your health as well, okay? And you're watching, you know, your diet. You're trying to eat organic products to really have, like, the vitality that you need for all of the stuff that you're going to be doing, okay?
Yeah.
So you're being surrounded
yeah.
by love and light, and just love yourself unconditionally, and always make a little time just for you. Okay, the Ascended
mm-hmm.
Masters have been trying to communicate with you. They're saying, Kat, you are amazing. You're such a positive role model. Okay?
Yeah.
And they're sort of like almost like pushing you in a direction where you can be like this amazing role model for maybe teenagers and children as well.
Uh-huh.
So I don't
yeah.
know about maybe writings like for children and teenagers, but like really connecting with like the younger people, and you're going to have like a positive impact on their life. I'm getting that you were looking at a picture recently. Was it a picture of your dad? Because I'm being shown a picture and
yeah.
yes?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because he's
yeah.
coming in and he's just saying, you know, as you looked at the picture, I was there with you. So he is around you, and he's going to help you as well, Kat, okay, with all the decisions that you have to make. But he's asking that you please love yourself. Take time to really love yourself because self is so very important, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's saying at times you're so self-critical, and, you know, you're somewhat of a perfectionist. So he's
yeah.
asking you to just, like, let go of that a little bit because, you know, it does like, cause a lot of havoc on the body, and you've been down that path is what he's saying, okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so he
yeah.
wants you to just be open to receiving. And then he's also saying, please, he wants you and your mom to do something nice. And every time you go past the mirror, tell yourself how much you love you, okay? And he'll be there with you. And, Kat, that's what I have. I'm going to turn you over to Lou and Lynn. And I thank you for calling tonight. Thank you, Kat. Love
you,
honey.
Thank you so much, sweetheart. I love you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Lynn, do you have a message for Kat?
I do. Hi, Kat. Now, this is a film project
yeah.
we're talking about?
Yes.
Okay, the suggestion comes in, and do you remember Father Aldo?
Yes.
He's still around, you guys, okay?
Wow.
He's coming through. Do you know what a cartoon board is? When you are going to do
yes.
a film, you do like a, okay.
Yes.
The suggestion is coming through that you do a set of cartoon boards for each, it's how the project would go as a separate unit. and then another set for how it would look as two units. The sign of Aries comes into this situation. Does that make any sense to you?
I think so. There's somebody who is an Aries that I was wanting to work with. His name starts with the letter T. Could it be him? Like, but I haven't been able to connect with him, so I don't know.
Yeah, it sounds like, I think that might, that feels quite kind of right. And the thing is, keep trying to work with this person. But try the cartoon boards and see if they make this picture clearer to you. As the producer, you need to see both sides of the project, either as a one unit or two units. Check the person who's trying to convince you to do this. Do you know what their past work is like? Do you admire their work?
It's decent. It's decent. He's okay. He's, average. Average. He seems like he knows what he's talking about. His name starts with the letter N, if that's helpful.
Are you getting any kind of response gut-wise to the idea? Does it make you go, wow, that's a good idea? You sound kind of underwhelmed by the idea.
You know what it is? Like, I like work, so it, like, it would be fine for me to do things, even more so. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's just like the doing, the doing of it. I would have liked to have said, okay, I'm done, and move on to something else, because I do have other things.
Yeah.
Kind of like that I could pick up on. So it's kind of, like DC was saying too, the perfectionist, because he said there's some technical stuff with it that needs to be fixed. Like while I was shooting, there was something wrong with somebody's camera. So that affects things. So it's
Okay, Kat, this is DC again. I don't mean to interrupt, but I'm getting a J letter around you. Is there a gentleman with a J name that has lighter hair and possibly, like, blue eyes?
No, not that I know of now. Maybe.
Okay,
because
I'm getting someone that has lighter hair, like, hair on the lighter end of the spectrum and possibly, like, blue or green eyes, is really bright and intelligent and really will help you financially to get you, like, on track. Okay, and has really like a creative side. So maybe just look for like, if in fact you come across someone with a J name, because that's what I'm getting. The other gentleman, I got like a maybe. So I'm just, Spirit showed me like a person with a J name, so I don't know. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Glenn?
Yeah, go with your gut, Kat, on this one. Like, take really a good look, but I think you know already what you want to do. It's kind of like giving yourself permission to say, I think you want to say no to this thing. I'm getting a feeling. Tampering it and breaking it into two. And if that's how you feel, then think about following your gut on this. If you have other jobs or other projects you want to move on to, I would just, if you want to say no, give yourself permission to say no. Sometimes you have to kind of go, it's okay not to do it. But you'll know. I think you know what you want to do, hon. Sue, anything?
Thank you. And I like the storyboard idea, too. Thank you. Yes,
yeah, I think
that'll
clarify. Yeah, it'll clarify it for you. You'll see it more as the from the beginning again.
Gotcha. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I will keep trying to get to the T person.
Yeah, he sounds like it's like there's that Aries energy that'll get her done kind of thing. So, yeah, go for that.
Thank you. Wow, thank you so much. Yeah.
Oh, we love you, Kat. We're always glad when you call in.
Sue,
are you grabbing anything?
There's really nothing I can add. I was picking up the same thing. Just go with your gut. and pay closer attention. Communicate with your angels more. They're there for you, but you're not communicating enough. And that's pretty much what the ladies have said is the same thing I was picking up. So,
wow.
I don't have anything extra to add.
Okay. Thank you for the confirmation. Thank you, all of you. Thank you.
Thank
well,
you. Bless you, Kat.
Bless you all, and happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, hon, and thank you for calling in.
Thank you all. Thank you. Many blessings. Thank you.
Have a wonderful night.
Thank you. You all as well. Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
She's a sweetie.
Yeah, we love Kat.
Okay, our next caller is area code 516. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, this is Randy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Okay. I have a question regarding we are going to be moving eventually to a new home. My kids are really concerned that they're not going to be in the same school district. To be in the same school, there's different ways we could maybe be in the same school district is to stay in this, if we could get a home in the area that we're living, or to maybe open a roll. But we haven't moved out of the area, so I don't know if we could open a roll. we haven't moved yet. So I'm just wondering what you see.
Okay. Randy, this is DC. Hi, hon. I'm getting that there's a lot going on for you. There's a lot of confusion. You've got to focus a little bit more, and you've got to really decide what it is that is really important to you, what is most important, and whatever is not, you've got to let go of, okay? I'm getting you're getting yourself overwhelmed, and as you're doing this, nothing is getting your complete attention, okay? The angels are coming in. They're going to help you to get a little bit more balanced, to have that harmony back into your life. They're surrounding you, your family, your home, with love and security and stability. Okay, they're saying, you know, Randy, just, you know, you've got to relax a little bit. You've got to breathe. There is a silver lining to this whole situation. It's really important that you listen to your inner truth, and, you just go with that and decide from there. Don't let your children or others, you know, sway you in what you're thinking. Trust that, you know, that intuition that's in the stomach here. And everything is going to work out, you know, the way it should. Okay? Along with the angels, you know, the ascended masters are coming in. And they're really powerful. And they're guiding you to follow your soul's longing and your passion. I've got to ask, what is it that you do? Because I'm seeing that, you know, you're going to get some kind of either like recognition or something, you know, for what it is that you are doing.
Wow. Right now I'm a teacher, a preschool teacher, but I have a master's in social work, and I have a life coaching certificate. So I'm also applying to get like an extra job, like to make more money.
Okay.
I don't know. So I just applied for another job, maybe to work on the weekend. And I'm also
okay. And I'm getting your financial situation is getting better for you. So just relax in that respect. Okay. And I'm also getting, just please try to keep your emotions in check. Because when you talk about, like, you know, your financial situation, your energy, like, it shifts a little bit, you are going to, you know, position that will really help you, and you are moving in a positive direction. Ask the angels for what you are wanting, and they will help you, okay? Archangel Michael is our, you know, a big, powerful angel that watches over us, and he's going to give you the strength that you need to really go forward on your journey. Okay.
Okay.
So, getting like
just a lot
rainbow,
of,
like
lot
that
of
starting
things going on. So many things. Like
there are, and there's a rainbow
one
like
to the other
form. And you
one
know everything is
other.
Going to be taken. Yeah, you know what? The angels are going to send in a person that is going to help you when you need it most. So please believe that, you know, you're going to be fine, and there's going to be blessings coming your way. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
And that's what I have,
Thank
Randy.
You.
I'm going to take it over to the ladies. God bless them.
Thank you.
Lynn, do you have anything for Randy?
I do. I'm picking up, I wrote down stalled thinking from being a little overwhelmed, so it's kind of along the same line as DC had. This move would be like a fresh start for you guys, would it, Randy?
Yes.
Yeah, it feels like it's a necessary move, and it's a good teaching opportunity for your children to teach them that they don't have to give in to fear. You're going to feel the fear and do it anyway. I really think they're going to have a surprisingly smooth transition despite their apprehension. They're just afraid of change. It's just a fear of change.
Well, they've been in the school system for years and years since they were in third grade. And for them to start over with new friends, it's hard. I have twins.
Of course it's hard. But the thing is, the move feels like an important thing for you guys to do.
Yeah.
Does the name Bonnie have any relevance for you?
Bonnie?
Yeah.
Yes. She's our friend.
Okay. Is this somebody you're going to be leaving if you move?
No.
Okay.
Her daughter is in their school, but she lives... We're looking in the same air, close by, so she wouldn't be that far.
Somehow, for some reason, Bonnie figures into this importantly. Maybe she's going to help you with that transition, just be there as a friend while you're going through that. So her name came in, and the other message is be careful of overworking, okay? I know it feels like the right thing to do. But make sure you get some breaks. You've got a feeling like a one-track energy, which is like eating only carrots all the time. Like you need to vary your energetic diet, if that makes sense. You've got to do some things that are a little fun, even if it's just taking a break, a hot bath and a nice book kind of thing, you know. But make sure you get some breaks because you're over-functioning. And you're going to hit a wall and break down. So just keep it nice and steady and add some little breaks in there, just some self-care breaks. You'll thank yourself for doing that, and your kids will thank you too. And that's what I have for you, Randy.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, Randy, I hope that helped. Thank you so much for calling in.
So the fact that you didn't necessarily answer the question about me moving in the same area, is that like a sign that I'm probably not going to move into the same area? Or it's just that I have to trust that whatever happens is going to happen for whatever the best, I don't know.
The move is an important one for you. That I can feel very strongly.
It is. My kids, I want them to be happy with their friends and to be with their friends. It's important for me to have them with their friends.
If the move within the area will keep them in the school that they want to be in, then move within the area. The point is, though, where you are now, you need to move and make a fresh start. A fresh start comes in.
Yes.
So I don't know if you're moving to get away from someone or some situation that was toxic for you. But
just
if that's
financially,
the case,
it will be better for us.
Yeah. Okay, just move. Make sure you take the move, and then if you want to keep the kids in the school, then stay in the district. But it's you need to move from where you are to a new location. It gives you that fresh start they're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Okay, take care.
You too. Thank you for calling in.
Okay.
Okay, our next caller is area code 256. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Yes, my name is Kimberly. I'm calling from Georgia.
Hi, Kimberly. How can we help you tonight?
I just have a question about, you see anything about advancement for career or maybe a another avenue for revenue, for increasing my revenue?
Okay, DC, do you have anything for Kimberly yet?
Hi, Kimberly. It's DC. I am getting the word creativity around you. I'm getting that you've been a little bit stressed, but I'm getting there's going to be, you know, a lot of guidance there to help you, and I'm getting the word miracle. So please do not give up, okay? What is it that you do creatively?
I usually, to be creative, I've been writing poetry, but I've stopped.
Okay.
Yeah, I like
to
write.
Well, I would say,
yeah.
Okay, please just write, because when you're writing, it's going to be like a chance for spirit to come in and channel messages to you. And I'm also getting your financial situation is going to get better. I'm getting job coming, career change. And I'm also getting there's spiritual assistance from the other side that is around you at this time that is helping you as well. What am I getting? Is there a dad in spirit possibly? Because I'm getting a man.
A granddad, not dad. Granddad.
Okay, granddad, okay. I'm just seeing a man, and I'm getting like he is around you. I don't know if you feel his energy. Because he's been there and he's trying to help you, okay? Mm-hmm. I feel that he's around there when you really start maybe like thinking or complaining, and he's trying to show you that, like he's saying, like Kimberly, life is filled with abundance. Why are you limiting yourself? Life is supposed to be happy. And he's saying, you know, life is, you know, what you perceive it to be. So he's trying to help you to get out of that little bit of a funk that you get in, okay? And he's telling me that, you know, he's showing me, have you been eating, like, healthy and everything? Because I'm getting it, you know, like, you really have to, you know, get back to the basics is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, I do. Sometimes when I get stressed, I don't drink the water I'm supposed to or eat like I'm supposed to.
Okay. Well, he's with you, and when life gets a little bit heavy, I feel like he comes in to really help to assist you and just help you to get, like, you know, like out of that, you know, like that craziness yourself in, you know. And I also see Archangel Michael coming in. And he's there, and he's been, you know, trying to get your attention, Kimberly. He's here now, and he wants to know if you'll allow him to cut cords. Because what I'm seeing is that you've got a lot of negative energy holding you down. It's holding you back. He wants to, you know, cut the cords to that energy, and he wants to get rid of the obstacles that are blocking you from going forward. Okay? Will you allow him now to come in and cut those cords and free you from all the layers that are, you know, holding you back?
Yes.
Okay. Well, he's going to help to release what no longer serves you. And you're going to feel so much better, hon, okay? So just close your eyes for a second and breathe. And imagine a big, beautiful sword, which is Archangel Michael's sword, and he's standing right next to you. I feel his powerful energy. He's gently, you know, cutting those cords, all those cords of negativity, all those cords of attachment, and feel how freeing it is right now. Your energy is opening up. There's no worry. There's no fear. And he's saying, my beloved Kimberly, you are bound no more, okay? If there still is some kind of, you know, energy that's heavy, it's because there's forgiveness that's needed. You might be holding on to something that needs to be released. There may be someone you need to forgive, okay? So he is with you, and he's going to remain with you throughout the evening, okay? So if there's someone that you need to forgive, I'm feeling there might be like a little bit more releasing that you have to do. tonight is, you know, with this beautiful Wolf's Moon energy, please write a letter to whomever it is that is, you know, on your mind. Do not send them the letter. And, you know, whatever it is that you didn't get to say, write it all out, whatever needs to be released. And then you could either rip it up, you could burn it, and it actually helps you to disconnect from that energy, and you will feel that there are no more blockages on you. That's what I have. I'm going to turn you over to Lynn.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Hi, Kimberly. Yeah, I'm feeling the same kind of thing for you. The fear of what might happen in the future is producing an anxiety that's blocking your forward motion. Are you fairly, when you write, are you fairly good at, are you astute? Can you, okay, what I'm getting at is what came through for you is to try some online transcription work. Is that something you would have the talent for?
When you say transcription, are you meaning,
there's paid work online that is actually doesn't pay too badly if you are able to do transcription work. So what they do is they'll play recorded conversations or advertising, whatever it is, and you have to write it out as you hear it. And there's a little, okay. Now, if that is pretty precise work, and I don't know if that's the kind of thing that would make you happy, but I got three words, assistant, revenue, and delivery, and I don't know what they mean, but those three words came in. Are you working as like an office assistant, or what is your work right now?
No, I teach biology and chemistry, so I know I wouldn't be interested in transcription.
Yeah. Well, it's something to do with online work that you're looking for,
okay,
an extra, like a sideline, right? Had you ever considered tutoring online? They keep pushing the online.
Yeah.
That the revenue and the three words assistant, revenue, and delivery. And I don't think it's referring to necessarily getting in a van and taking a parcel to someone. The delivery is more that you're delivering a service. Does the name Suzanne have any meaning for you as an aunt figure on the other side?
No.
She's coming through as an aunt. So I would check back and just see if there's like a family friend who might have been considered a sister to your mom. Is your mother still with us?
No, she's on the other side.
Okay, would she have had, like, maybe not a blood sister, but a friend that was very close that, anyway, the name Suzanne is coming in very strongly, and you can look up and find out. It may make sense afterwards for you, but the thing is, don't freeze up with anxiety, because there is a lot of opportunity. You have it at your hand, at your fingertips, but you're freezing up a little bit because of the fear of what could happen. So I would try and relax, do some sound meditations maybe to get the breathing going again. And as DC said, make sure you're eating well. Make sure especially that you're staying hydrated because you can get depressed from dehydration. And there might be a link if you're feeling down. You just try and get a little more hydrated if you can. Online, yeah, but do try online work. I don't know where the transcription's coming in, but there's a lot of opportunities for you. You should be able to make two or three sidelines if you wanted to. So I would check that out. I don't know. I would look up maybe transcription, see if there's another definition of it or something. But teaching, if you're a teacher, you can totally tutor online. Yeah. Okay, that's what I've got for you, Kimberly. I hope that helps somewhat. Yeah, I think you're good. I think if you just do a little, have a look around. I think you're not going to have as hard a time as you think. I think you're making it harder in your mind, but you've got a lot of talent and you've got a lot to offer. So just keep remembering that.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Well, Kimberly, thank you so much for calling, and call us back in the future and let us know how it's going.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good night.
You too.
Okay, our next caller is area code 904. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, I'm Danielle. How are you today?
Good, Danielle. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
How can we help you?
Yeah, I was in a bad car accident over a year ago, which required surgery, and I haven't been able to work, and my financial situation is very bad right now, and I have a lawsuit pending. And I have to wait for another surgery in March, and I won't be able to walk for like 4 to 6 months. So my question is do you see that lawsuit ending in a positive way? And if so, how long? And also, in the meantime, do you see me finding employment? Or my financial situation getting better at all while I'm having to suffer and heal and go through these surgeries?
Oh, boy.
Hi, Danielle. This is DC, hon. While you were discussing, you know, your situation, I heard the word obstacles, okay? The obstacles that you're facing presently, they're only going to be temporary. And it's really a time to really to allow you to think about what it is you would truly want to do with your life, okay?
Yes.
So you've got to recognize what no longer serves you, what is for your highest purpose. This is a time to think about things, let go of limiting beliefs, okay? And getting something exciting is coming your way, but you've got to release. You've got to release all of those emotions within, okay? My dog Ginger is coming in from the other side, and she's recommending an essential oil blend. And it's called the Women's Blend. It's about liberation. And she's saying your heart is filled with such, you know, sorrow. There's a lot of unresolved emotions. And it's just so much, it's really too much for you to carry. Okay? And it's like you can't even hide things anymore. Okay? So she's suggesting that you possibly look into that essential oil blend. Or when I say the essential oil blend, like the woman's blend, it's a mixture of different oils. There's patchouli, there's lang lang, Hawaiian sandalwood, there's rose, jasmine, vanilla. It's a beautiful blend. You could even just, like, just think of it. And even, like, you know, the essence of the energy will be with you. But you really need to let go of all of those emotions that you're holding on to, okay? Because it doesn't serve you, hon. Okay?
I agree.
And you've got to put yourself high on your list of priorities. Your life is not, it's out of balance, and I feel like you're being pulled in all these different directions. And you really got to, you know, pay attention to you right now. You've got to pay attention to your health. You've got to take care of yourself, and you've got to relax. Okay?
Okay.
And this is going to help you. I'm getting, you know, something is coming on the horizon. I don't see it coming in as of yet. But keep affirming that everything always turns out perfectly in my life. And really feel it. There is going to be a new beginning coming. But right now, in the present, you're really here to just take care of you and sort of get back on track again. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
And I'm getting, like, just put your trust in the divine or the universe, whatever you want to resonate with, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Things turn out. It's sort of like, you know, you're this beautiful potter, and you're sitting at the potter's wheel, and you're creating something magnificent, okay?
All right, thank you.
So you will have the ability to do something beautiful. I feel like you have a creative aspect to yourself. What is it that you do creatively?
I went to school for fashion design, but I paint, and me and my kids we paint, we draw, we're all very creative. I went to art school for many years.
Yeah, I see a lot of colors around you, and you really have an eye for color, and I feel like you're going to be able to do something with that, okay?
Okay,
your life is
going
to be truly vibrant with all the colors that are around you. They uplift you. They bring you joy. And I'm getting just enjoy the colors around you and become that colorful person that you're supposed to be. And this is going to help you to bring forth a project that is waiting to be born, okay? And I'm going to turn you over to Lynn, and thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay. Hi, Danielle. I'm so sorry about what happened to you. What comes through for that, though, is that this is like a chrysotunity. What's happened to you can't be reversed, but it is a chance to set a course correction. When you were younger, did you ever consider being an actress or an entertainer?
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. Have those dreams just gone away?
I still have them. They've just not, I've put them on hold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Well, you've got kids, and that's understandable. They're saying don't let that dream die, even if it's just a little, it's like a therapy for you if you can get out, maybe even if you have a local theater, or you can do it even with your kids, if you can like do play little plays and skits and stuff, do some more of that imaginative stuff. Unfortunately, with this lawsuit, it feels, as DC said, obstacles, and I wrote dragging out. I think this thing is dragging out longer than it really should be. I would say shame on them, not you. You've dotted all your I's and crossed all your T's. In you personally, have you noticed that you are feeling there's a little bit of anger that needs to be healed in you at the accident?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That anger is going to be a little bit of a block. Is it a problem of forgiving? Were you like a victim? Like, were you hit?
She caused the accident, but I hit her, but she was being careless. I'm a single mother, so she ran the light and I ended up T-boning her, but I'm a single mother and I'm all they have. So I haven't been able to enjoy my life at all in a year. I used to surf. I used to run. I can't do any of that with my children now, and I'm all they have.
No. Right.
And I feel like
right.
she robbed me and my children, you know, and it's just,
okay. Yeah. If you can find a way to release that anger, I think you're going to find that things start happening a little quicker for you. I think, and it's perfectly understandable to have that, but it isn't serving you. And forgiveness, if you can find forgiveness for the person that caused this, you're releasing yourself with forgiveness, right? It doesn't mean that what they did was okay. It doesn't mean that what happened is okay. It simply means that you refuse to be chained by the anger and the resentment of what's happened to you. Look at there's a big picture here, which is coming out really well for you. And also, unless this is a name, the plant jasmine, I think, is coming in for you. DC was mentioning essential oils. I think it's the jasmine plant they use for patchouli oil, so you could try that. But jasmine is not a name that resonates for you. Okay, I wasn't sure if I was getting a plant symbolism or a spirit. If it was, would be someone on the other side or someone incarnate.
It's everyone in my family has this jasmine plant that we've broken off and replanted for our generations and generations. It means something.
Oh, that's beautiful. Okay, so that's not a spirit. Okay, there's some really beautiful symbolism attached to the jasmine. Represents appreciation and good luck, purity, and it also is associated with love and romance. Now, it doesn't have to be like a boyfriend or anything. It could be just love, you know, but look up, just type in the spiritual meaning of jasmine, because it came in very, very strong for you. And I think I'm really feeling very strongly it's going to be all right, but this lawsuit is not the thing to cling to for help. I think you'll find ways to make money around the situation. When it does come through, it will come through very quickly, but there's some clumsy handling on the other side. Whoever's handling this lawsuit doesn't quite know what they're doing, I think, and you might want to ask for maybe like a second opinion or a different lawyer or something. I think you need to get a better, more thinking.
I'm actually on my second
team.
Attorney with this case, so they both have stolen money from me, actually. So I think are right. You think I may need a new attorney or.
Yeah. Unfortunately, in this world, you get a lot of people who are just doing it for the buck and they're not caring about what they're doing. If you can find someone that feels like they actually care about what they're dealing with here, I think you're going to be a bit further ahead. I'm so sorry you're going through lawyers like that. Yuck. But keep at it. Keep at it. It will be resolved, and don't be afraid, but don't let the fear keep you from enjoying the moments. Even if you're just enjoying having your children with you and they're alive and they're well, and just hold on to that family thing and have some fun. And the actress, entertainer, you know, that's not a dead dream. You don't have to put that away. And maybe, you know, you just do a little stuff with your kids or a local theater for now. But try to get that spark back that's gone and try to forgive.
Right. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, Danielle. Love and light to you, hon.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for calling in, Danielle. Please call us back and let us know how things go.
I will. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, and have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, our next caller is area code 251. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Yes, Crystal.
Hi, Crystal. How can we help you tonight?
Yes, I'm just wanting to see if what messages are coming forth for me in regards to next steps kind of to take. And I'm going through a really big transitionary state right now, feeling like I just kind of turned down a different road that I was being called to go down, which is requiring a good bit of change. So just if there's any information that comes through around that or whatever else comes through.
Okay.
Okay, Crystal, hi. This is DC.
Hi.
I'm getting, you've got to really follow your dreams. Don't allow your circumstances to really, you know, interfere with the goals that you have. Okay, everything that you're facing right now can be overcome, and you do create your reality. I'm getting my dog Ginger's coming in with a beautiful essential oil blend, and it would be a grounding blend, because I sort of feel like, you know, you're a little bit out of balance right now, and it's just like not the right time is what I'm getting. So you have like some energy that needs to be released on is what the angels are showing me. Okay, and this blend will help you to feel, you know, more grounded and to really feel more confident and peaceful as you walk your path. Okay, I'm seeing, you know, a honeybee like buzzing around you, and that represents having faith, having abundance, being able to be productive, a little bit of like connecting with like more so the sweetness that's in your life as well, okay? And I'm also getting, like, envision what it is that you're wanting. I'm getting the word business venture. Are you thinking about something entrepreneurial, like an entrepreneurial adventure, you know, some kind of like a business, a home business?
Yeah, I'm already in a home business.
Okay. Well, you've got the leadership qualities that, you know, that is needed. You've got dynamic energy. You can work independently. You've just got to remain optimistic. I'm getting a K name around you. I don't know if that has any significance at this time, but I'm getting like the letter K around you.
Okay.
Do you have a partner, or are you doing it on your own? Because the letter K seems to be coming in to maybe help you, you know, to figure out some different things. It could be a first name or a last name, and I think it might be a man, not a woman.
Okay. It doesn't ring a bell yet, but I will be mindful for it in the future. I'm solo now.
Okay. Because I'm getting, like, abundance is coming to you. It's flowing in into that home-based business. I'm getting extra income. It's coming in through many different ways. Okay? And you're going to have, like, happier times. Archangel Michael is with you to really be fearless and be a little bit more bold and sort of like you've got to get out of your comfort zone a little bit, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you do have that business flair. You have what it takes. And there are going to be a lot of rewards coming your way as well. There's going to be, like, there's going to be people that come in to really help you to grow your business, okay?
Awesome.
Okay, so what I've the only other thing I'm getting for you is, is your diet good? Because I'm getting, maybe you might possibly, like, do some emotional eating.
Or lack thereof, like I have more to not eat.
Okay.
When
well, you've
got to
be mindful. Okay, alrighty. But be mindful of your diet, hon, and make yourself, like, a priority, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because I really feel like the diet is going to help well. You've got to, you know, you've got to be able to, you know, keep yourself on track, and diet is so important. And make sure that you're getting enough sleep as well, because the angels are saying they don't feel like your sleep is probably as restful as it should be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I'm getting, like, you know, you don't like to feel like you're in a rut, and the angels are saying, please don't worry, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you've been doing good. You've been planning, and, you know, you are doing good, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, there's a C name in spirit. There's a C name coming in spirit. I'm getting it's a woman. And she may have been, like, a friend maybe of your grandparents, and she's saying that you are very, very talented. So do you have any, you know, any recollection of who the C name might be?
My God.
But I'm getting, like, around
Clara.
Grandparents.
My grandma, her name is Clara.
Okay, it could be a friend, but you are really talented, and those on the other side have been watching you, hon. So you've really got to, you know, you've got to believe in yourself a little bit more, okay?
Yes, thank you.
Trust and follow your intuition and just stay a little bit more grounded. And I'm getting there's going to be a lot of opportunities coming your way to make, you know, the money that you're looking for. Okay?
Thank
You've
you.
You've had tough times and, you know, they're just dissipating. That's what I have. I'm going to turn you over to Lynn Hong. God bless.
God bless you. Thank you.
Hi, Crystal. How are you? I wanted to ask you about your business. Is it something that makes you happy? Is it sustainable for you energetically?
Yes, I love it.
Okay, this is good. What I drew an image of a single stalk of a plant, and it says branch out. Is there room for expansion in your business? Can you grow it and add to it?
Yes, I'm actually in the process of adding to it now.
Good, because that came through very strongly. Have you got a Dan, or he would might have been called Danny on the other side?
I'm not sure who that would be.
Okay, just keep that name in mind. That name comes through with this image to tell you to branch out. Or perhaps
okay.
You just confirm that the branching out is exactly what you need to do. A phrase from Robert Frost's poem, I have taken the road less traveled, and that has made all the difference, comes in for you. Are you second-guessing a decision that you've made?
I feel like not so much second-guessing it. I think I'm coming into a state of acceptance of it because it kind of was more dramatic than it needed to be, but it was that way. So I'm accepting it.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I'm getting let that go because it's sort of like chewing on old news kind of thing. There's nothing that can be done. So don't second guess it so much. Take that, those thoughts out and leave room for new, fresh thoughts that will help you to branch out, is what they're saying. This energy, Danny, would have been a younger male. Would have crossed, younger male, like a teen, or maybe a preteen or a teenager, you know, a young, not a baby, but an older boy or a young teen. Do you know who that would be?
A young adult, Justin
okay,
Daniel. Justin
okay.
Daniel. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. On the other side?
Yes.
Okay. That's who's coming through with this image of a beautiful plant, but it's your business and it branches out. And they're just saying, branch out. Would this spirit have some reason to be interested in helping you? Is this why they're there?
His mom is and his wife are closely related to me, and I've dealt with suicide in my own life, and I've helped them walk through that process with him.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, he's. You know what? Just let his mom and his wife know that he's okay. He's okay. Like, if they're worried at all, he's fine. The healing is only needed for this world where they're okay now. He's okay. Mm-hmm. And he's very excited about you branching out in your business. It's a very cool little drawing I did. So, don't be afraid. If you're feeling like expanding, that's exactly where you need to go. And I think you're just going to be soaring. I think it's going to be really successful for you. And if you're happy now with it, you're going to be even happier down the road. So don't second guess yourself. You're doing a good job.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, Crystal. Also got the number 8. I would look up angel number 8, unless DC knows off the top of her head what it is, or Sue.
I don't. I'm sorry.
Okay, well.
No, I don't as well. Yeah.
Okay, now I'll take just a sec and I'll just see what that is and what it is means for you here. It brings an uplifting message of encouragement from your angels, telling of achievements, success, striving forward, and progress. So that's really good. I love that. Holy, it brings in a lot of good things for you. Executive ability, confidence, inner strength, professionalism. I'm going to tell you to just go to Sacred Scribe Angel Numbers and read all about number 8 that came in for you.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
thank you.
A ton of stuff. You'll have to take the time to read it, but it's really a good message. I love that number for you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Well, Crystal, thank you so much for calling in. Please call back and let us know how things are going for you.
Okay, thank you.
You have a wonderful evening.
You too.
Bye. Okay, our next caller is area code 360. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hello, my name's Lori.
Hi, Lori. How
Lori.
Can we help you tonight?
Well, I just found out I have a 2-centimeter tumor on my kidney, and I have to get it laser surgery. And then I'm also in I've been in the most bizarre situation, and I have a landlord that's like a psychopath, and so I'm wondering what's going to happen to me in the near future, like, where am I going to live? Am I going to die? Or am I going to live? Am I going to have a place to live? I can't live here. And another thing, not only am I sick to death, but now they planned a big construction in my living room tomorrow by replacing the furnace, and they wouldn't give me any information about this furnace. And then I told the guy, I said, well, can we schedule it out? Because I feel kind of sick. I just got home from the doctor. And he goes, no, it's dangerous. After a whole month, now he's telling me it's dangerous?
Hmm.
Well, it's like a cyclone, like an avalanche of crap.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you see, what are you picking up for Lori?
Yes, hi, Lori. I'm getting just relaxed. The angels are all around you. Is there a family member or a friend that possibly could help you? Because I'm getting possibly family member, friend.
I don't know. But the housing authority is going to help me now because I have subsidized rent and this landlord is so illegal. So I'm thinking, you know, I talked to one lawyer already. They helped me deal with her because she didn't want to change my locks. And she told me I had to pay for it and I had to do it myself. And she knows I'm really sick and she didn't care. And it's like, I didn't bang she accused me of breaking my lock with my hammer.
Okay, honey. You know what? The angels are with you. You've got to stay a little bit more positive, okay?
I know.
Because it's just, you're really out of balance with everything, and it's understandable, okay? And the angels are there to help you. You've got to, because if they try to give you guidance, if you're not able to, you know, be in a state where you can
I've been paying it, okay? I've been trying to pay attention to my intuition like you wouldn't believe. I'm really trying to pay attention to my intuition.
So, Archangel Raphael is our healing angel. He is here with you. He realizes how all of this is to you, okay? And he's saying, please, you know, accept what is. It doesn't mean that, you know, that you're in agreement with it. It's just, hey, accept this, and I accept that, that there is help. I'm getting there's going to be help there for you. And you just have to surrender all that over to the angels because it's really a lot for anybody to bear, okay? So just allow the angels to take that from you, okay? And trust that they're helping to find divine solutions for you, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting, please just try to hang in there. Give all your worries to God. And I'm getting, you know, something on the horizon that's positive, and it is coming your way, hon. Okay?
Nice.
So you've got to believe that, you know, there's divine help out there. I'm getting that you're not eating properly as well, hon. Are you trying
to
watch?
I'm trying to not get fat.
Okay, well, if
I'm
you're
hungry,
not,
but I
you know,
don't want to eat.
You have to eat to keep up your strength, hon, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, that's really important that you eat to, you know, to really not worry about getting fat, but worry about just, you know, like you have, like, good nutrition, okay?
Yeah.
Because I'm getting nutrition.
Yeah.
You've got to watch, you know, what you're putting in your body because, you know, if we put good stuff in our body, it's really nourishing, okay?
Yes.
And I feel that, you know, we need the help of, you know, maybe of a health professional to really to help you to stay on track with, you know, with good food choice, okay?
Yeah, because
but
if you
are
have cancer. Pardon?
Yes. You are intuitive, and, you know, if you listen to, you know, your intuition, that's in the gut area, and you honor your body by feeding it, like, nutritious whole food, it definitely will help the situation, okay?
Yep.
I'm also
getting
the word for this. You've got to let go of, you know, whatever it is that you're holding on to, whether you need else, because when we store that within, honey, any kind of dis-ease can cause physical disease in the body.
Exactly.
It could be harmful.
Yep.
It could be lethal. So whomever it is that you need to forgive, you know, you've got to let it go. The angels are there with you. They want to take it from you. Okay?
Okay.
And it's just saying, you know what, I'm no longer going to, like, hang on to these feelings. They're toxic. So Archangel Raphael and the other angels, they're with you, and they're asking you to hand all of this over to them, okay?
Will they help me deal with that woman that woman at the realty company that,
Yes, and that's what I have, hon. I'm going to turn you
Thank
over
you.
To Lynn.
Thank you, DC.
Try to stay positive, hon. God bless you.
Okay.
Lynn?
Thank you.
Okay. Hi, Lori.
Hi.
The first thing that comes in for you, and I'm not delivering this in a religious way, I'm just taking the essence of the message for you. Are you okay with my using the word God?
Oh, I'm fine with that.
Okay.
I can say it myself.
Some people like to use it.
I use it myself.
The passage, okay, hon. The passage comes in, be still and know that I am God. And that's to tell you that all... No matter how alone you feel right now, you are not alone.
Yep.
Okay. Now, this tumor does not have to kill you. Okay? It doesn't have to kill you. What you want to do right now is...
But what about the rest of my body? Do I have tumors in the rest of my body?
No.
I can't
answer
that.
Like, is it just the kidney? Oh, okay.
Yeah, if you can find, like, a medical intuitive...
that's what I need
to
do.
Okay, that's a little beyond my capability.
Yeah, but
Okay, but what I want to suggest to you, though, is you start doing some proactive work on your own behalf. Look at Wayne Dyer. Can you read, find everything you can on Wayne Dyer's journey through leukemia? He self-healed. What you want to do is know that self-healing is possible.
Yep.
Okay. Now,
The tumor doesn't have to kill me?
It does not have to kill you.
Yeah, because it's only 2 cm. Pardon?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm thinking what DC was saying about forgiveness. Anything you're hanging on to right now, you want as clean an energy space as possible. So work on the forgiveness, but also work on, I was going to suggest to you that you want immune system support right now. If you can find a product, I don't know if they carry it in the States, but it's called Essiac, and it consists of 4 herbs that help the immune system.
Oh, I know that. Yeah, I was looking into that already.
Okay. Now, it isn't a cure per se, but what it does...
It's a tea?
Yeah, exactly. It's created by blending slippery elm, turkey rhubarb root, dock, and... clover, red clover. Those 4 plants together work together as a powerful immune system support. So start taking that if you can. I think you can buy it online. I also want to suggest to you that you start looking into sprouts. You can sprout a million things. You can sprout lentils and peas and anything, like radishes, all that stuff. Start sprouting and eating the sprouts. The reason being, alfalfa's good, mung beans. You go online and just look up all the things that you can sprout. And when your appetite's a little wobbly, you can always manage a handful of sprouts.
Of course.
That's going to give you those deep minerals that those plants get. You're also getting the booster energy that the plant has to start, okay? So what we want to do is, instead of slipping into victim mode, go proactive. Read everything you can, but make sure. Now, with this woman who's causing you trouble, you cannot change others' behavior. You can only change the way you respond.
Right.
And there's another thing you can do, and this is kind of awesome. Our friend Jody from the Wednesday night show suggested that after... when everybody's gone to sleep and whatnot, you can talk to people in their energy, in an energy way. So I suggested it to a client I was reading for, and she wrote me back the next day and said, oh, my God, it worked too well. She changed another person's behavior. So what Jody suggested, and it works, I found it works for me, is after hours, when you think this person is in sleep, You sit down, and she likes to take 2 chairs. You put 1 chair and the empty chair across. You talk to that person energetically, and you tell them what's going on. And if you have to repeat it, but you will connect with them in their sleep, in their astral
state.
The
one problem, the thing is that this woman seems to enjoy hurting me.
Yes, there are people like that. They're called narcissists or psychopaths.
Yeah, psychopaths, sociopaths, malignant.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Now, if, say Batman was fighting a bad guy, right? If Batman lies down and just lets the guy bad guy take him, you'd say, Batman, that's a crappy movie. So what you're going to do is you are not going to become a victim with this woman.
Right. That's correct.
Now, I would not fight with her. You cannot fight with this person.
Oh, I know.
Okay, they're slippery. Yeah, she's like an eel. She's going to, okay, so what you're going to have to do is pull your energy back from her and not give her anything to push against, okay?
Okay,
if you must, you go to legal aid and you get some help on your side. But okay.
I did that.
But
I got contact.
Is, yeah. You cannot empower her by fighting or resisting.
Oh, it empowers her. It gives her power. That's how she gets my power, like a vampire.
You got it. You nailed it right on the head. And the thing is, you can prevent that by not giving her anything to push against. You just, it's like a warrior mode you'll have to go into. But this, your very health depends on this, okay?
Yes.
You are going
to
either become an energetic health, you're going to come energetically healthy, or you're going to allow the world to beat you to a pulp. Don't do it. You don't have to go down from this. You can make yourself healthy again.
How do I maintain my confidence amidst chaos?
Be still and know that I am God. Remember that message.
Be still
and
know
that to
I
yourself.
Am God.
Okay. And you are a segment of the God energy. So anything that is from source, you can also attain on this earth. If you need to be supported, if you are feeling weak or wobbly, go to the Sacred Embers support group and just, you can talk there and there's people there that will help. Okay? If you just need to know that someone cares.
Sacred Embers support group. Thank you. Yeah. And I'll let you go for the next person. I think we covered it. So I want to give the next person that's waiting desperately for some good advice from you lovely women.
Okay, you hang in there and you stay a warrior, Lori. You can get through this.
Okay,
you're
I will.
Alone.
I'll get through this. I'll get through this. I'll just keep telling
myself
that.
Yes, you will.
Yep.
Yeah, and there's help if you need to turn to us for a little boost. We're on the Facebook page, okay?
I know you guys are a rock steady. I was there.
We've
I've
spoken
to D.C. quite a few times.
Yeah,
in
well,
the past.
Everybody in
yeah.
this panel has been through challenges.
Major,
and,
yep.
Yeah, and it's your
that's
attitude
why we're
that makes the
that's
whole
why,
difference.
Yep, we're lucky that way.
Yeah.
Well, thank you
and
so
you
much.
And you can be lucky too, huh? All
yeah,
right,
I hope so. I hope so. Mm-hmm. I got to tell myself that.
Make that decision. Make that decision, okay, honey?
Maybe I should get my Teutonic meteorite chunk. That's pretty expensive. It's a stone. Maybe I'm going to get that out, wear it around my neck.
Yeah.
All right.
Anything
thank you, ladies.
Helps.
Yep.
Okay, hon.
That's right. A sprout,
love
though. Wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, hon.
Good night.
Good night, Lori.
Good night,
thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Oh, poor thing. Okay. I think we have time for one more call. And that's area code 860. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, it's Lisa. Thank you so much.
How can we help you tonight, Lisa?
I am having a big birthday next week, and I'm wondering what direction my life should take. I'm in the last inning, and I want to do something. The science has caught up with my illnesses, and I'm able to do again, and I'm not sure what I should be doing.
Hmm. DC, do you have anything for Lisa?
Yes, Lisa. Hi, it's DC. I'm getting that this is going to be a really nice time for you. It's going to be a time of something new coming your way. I'm getting, let go of the fear, let go of the worry. The angels are with you, and you're going in a beautiful new direction. It's going to inspire you. It's going to be very positive. And I'm getting, you know, the angels are connecting with you. You're going to, you know, get this. And I'm actually getting, you know, you're going to hear the message. So I don't know if the message is going to be delivered through maybe like radio, like a song that you're listening to. It could be through a TV show. You might hear something. But the angels are saying, Lisa, pay attention. Keep your ears open, okay? You are getting the guidance that you need to really help you to go, you know, on your path and to take whatever action is needed, okay? And the angels are saying, we're here for you. Just ask. And when you ask, make sure that you're ready to follow, you know, the information that we're giving you, okay? So you're here to follow your passion. What is your passion, Lisa?
I don't know anymore. I've been knocked down so many times, I just don't know anymore.
Okay, well, I'm hearing the word miracle around you because you've prayed for a miracle, and I am hearing the word miracle. You do have strong faith. You have beautiful beliefs. Keep holding on is what I'm getting. Hold on tighter than you ever held on, okay? And believe that you deserve this miracle, okay? And, you know, your whole divine team is with you, and they're a beautiful, powerful team. And you have the power to make the changes needed. Not be afraid. Okay? I'm getting you have a beautiful rapport with children. Have you ever thought about working with children?
I have, but I lack an immune system. I can't be with kids. I catch everything, and I almost died from a stomach bug 2 years
ago. Well, you know what? If you think a little bit outside the box, you could actually work from home, and there's different positions that you could teach children online even, where you could, you know, do this in the comfort of your own home, Lisa.
Oh, I don't have a degree for that. I just love them.
Well, you know, there's some positions you don't need a degree, that you just have to, you know, be willing to help. There's so many different things that you can do. But you've got to allow your guides to guide you to the right area, okay? And I'm getting teaching, and I'm getting that you're going to be really there to help, you know, children, okay? So hold on to that. I'm going to turn you over to Lynn. And I'm getting, you know, expect unexpected. Don't put any, you know, it's sort of like you're not allowing, like, all the good to come your way. And something is coming your way, okay? So allow whatever it is that wants to be there for you. And the angels are saying, you've done a great job. You know, with everything you've done, and you deserve the good that's coming your way. So please not give up, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
Okay.
Lynn?
Hi, Lisa. This is Lynn. The good news is when you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. So what have you forgotten that you've put aside that you used to love? And I think it's sort of like you haven't forgotten it. It's you've put it away because you think it's just going to end in another obstacle, another roadblock. It's like, why bother kind of thing because there's a passion you have. Do you write at all, Lisa?
No.
Have you ever considered writing?
No, I was a C English student, no.
Okay, that doesn't matter. The point is, can you create a story that you can write for kids to teach them about overcoming illness?
I don't know.
I would. You don't have to sit down and be Ernest Hemingway or anything like that. What you can do is jot down ideas, and even if it's not a book per se, get the experience out there and share it with others. And because there's kids out there who would love to know that it can be okay, it will be okay, and that you can get better, you can overcome. I like the way you put it, the science is caught up with your illness. That was really, that's a miracle that you had. And I think DC's quite right that you have miracles available to you. But just remember what did you used to love before all this happened?
I've been sick since I was 15. I don't even know anymore.
Okay. then you want to do, I've got like 1 minute left, so I'm going to go fast, but you want to do like a reset in your energy, in your life energy, the way they do with the computer. You go back to the place where it was working well. So remember, you're going to go back a little. It's called soul retrieval. Go back and find your bliss from before all this illness happened. Pull the passion back and start following that. But I would get your story out, because I think there's inspiration for others in what you can tell. But just remember, if you don't know where you're going, any road will get you there. So just find something you love and begin to do it. And I think money will follow for you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, Lisa. Does the name Todd mean anything for you?
No.
Okay, keep your eye out for a person with that name. I think might be someone who sparks your interest in something you used to love. Okay, so keep that in mind, and love and light, and have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. God bless you all.
Okay,
thank
bless
you for
you, Lisa.
Calling, Lisa. You have a wonderful night.
Thank you. You too.
Bye. Bye. Well, ladies, what do you think?
Wow. I think we helped, you know, some beautiful people. And I just feel like the energy was really intense tonight. Really, really intense. Wow.
Definitely. Definitely.
Amazing.
The moon.
Well, I thank you both for being here. I mean, I just felt like the energy, like, tonight was different than other nights. It was a little deeper with the energy, and I had a hard time staying grounded because I was feeling the emotions of all the callers.
Yeah. It was very strong, powerful energy, very much so.
Yes. Did we lose Lynn? Lynn, are you still with us?
She's muted right now.
Okay.
Sorry, yeah, I am. Sorry about that.
There she is.
Yeah. Yeah,
well,
you're right.
Thank
it
you,
was
Lynn.
Very
this,
intense.
It was, right? I just, oh my gosh, it was hard staying grounded and not really, you know, like merging with, you know, our callers and their energy. Wow.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. We all go have a nice cappuccino. Sheila said it was okay to post Sue's GoFundMe on the Eric pages. I wanted to make sure we weren't, you know, being pushy. Yeah. So, DC, would you post it on the Eric's? DC? Huh?
Yes, I will
post it on the Eric's. On Eric's spiritual team, I will post it on the blog. And that way we're getting two different names posting, so we get, you know, the different audience people. So if you could do on the spiritual team, I will do the blog, and we'll see what we can get from that. And see, Sheila said it was okay to do it.
And our callers, if you're listening, Sue is the beautiful woman that's taking our calls and connecting, you know, you with us. She, too, is in a little bit of a need of help right now. If you can help financially, you know, whatever kind of donation that you could give would be greatly appreciated. And I can't say enough about Sue. Lynn, can you give a little bit more? Really, we're closer to Sue than I was for a long time, and you know how magnificent she is, too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, they don't come any better than this lady, and she's always pissed off at having to do this because Sue's always supported herself, and this is the first time she hasn't been able to, so it's very weird. But
I think the
universe...
Oh.
Yeah.
It's a lesson that she has to be able to receive as well. Yes.
Receive as well as give. Because you give all the time.
Yes, she gives so much. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I've never known such a beautiful woman. She just gives and gives and gives. And then when she can't give anymore, she gives again. You know? So if anyone listening can help Sue, you know, help us to help this beautiful woman. We so appreciate it.
Yeah.
And
that's
we do.
Beautiful.
So.
Thank you.
Alrighty.
So much.
Okay, you guys. I'm going to go get a cup of tea.
I'll be right over. Come on, let's go for some tea.
That would be disappointing.
Let's go for tea.
All right.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, I'm pretty
Love
green.
You, lady. All
right, you guys must be too. All right, love you guys
so,
very
yeah.
much. And I'll get back, I'll be back shortly and get those links out there. All righty.
Okay.
Have a great night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Many-